friends. This is Joe Franks. It's Thursday, March 10th, and this is another episode of Unfathomable Grace, the weekly podcast that I get to do for millions of listeners all around the globe who wait every week to hear the wisdom that comes forth from Joe Franks. Okay, that's a little overstated. That's completely overstated. Maybe there are a dozen or so, or a couple dozen friends who listen. I really don't look at the statistics to know if this is worthwhile or not, but maybe it is. Maybe today this will encourage you. Just a thought. And this one's not necessarily from God's Word, but it may be from God's Spirit. What do I want to talk about today? I want to look at the war that's going on, the war between Russia and the Ukraine that is spilling over into other nations. And I want to look at that and just explain to you six thoughts that come to mind as I consider what I see there. How has the war between Russia and the Ukraine impacted me? And maybe this is the same way it has impacted you, or maybe could impact you as you look at this traumatic event through a gospel lens. First of all, when I think about what I see, I find myself consumed with gratitude. I am so thankful that I have shelter, clothing, food, safety. So thankful that the United States of America is not at war, that we are not losing our sons and daughters right and left, that we are not seeing our cities devastated. So thankful for the freedom that we have to practice our religion, our freedom to protest. Wow. What those people would give for a day like I'm getting ready to enjoy today. I need to be more grateful. I need to tell God thank you for his blessings more often. I do. I look at my day, I look at my life, and I am more grateful. Secondly, embarrassment. I whine so much. I grumble. I have an entitlement mentality that God owes me the prosperity and pleasure that I have now, and I am so soft. A little discomfort ruins my life. It makes me want to repent. Repent of my lack of gratitude, repent of my softness, repent of my whining and my grumbling and my complaining. Yes, that's what looking at the war over the last couple weeks has done for me. It has increased my gratitude and increased my embarrassment and therefore my repentance. Thirdly, it's increased my realization of Satan, sin, and all the dire consequences of not following God's command, of loving him most and loving our neighbors. You get to see what evil looks like. You get to see what Satan desires. He loves the downfall of humanity. He loves to maim and destroy. He loves to take life. He loves to harm families. And so I am seeing that this world is not a utopia. I'm reminded that this world is not heaven, that this is not supposed to be paradise found. Evil is very real and alive. And it comes at us in different ways. And one of the ways it's showing its face right now is through war. So we've talked about gratitude, embarrassment, realization of evil. How about number four? It's made me angry. I'm learning not to tolerate sin, but to hate it more and more with the righteous indignation of Jesus Christ. I hate sin. when I see it in the United States of America. I hate sin when I see it in the Ukraine. I hate sin when I see it in Russia. I hate sin when I see it in myself. And oh, how I'm starting to long more and more for the salvation which Jesus Christ has procured for my soul to one day be more fully seen in the new heavens and the new earth. And until that day, I want to learn to hate more. I want to hate sin more. I want to hate what it does more. A righteous anger, a no compromise stance towards wickedness. That's what God is doing in my heart. So He is increasing my gratitude. He has embarrassed me by my sin and is increasing my repentance. He is increasing my realization of evil, and He's increasing my righteous indignation or anger. Number five, He's preparing me for the future. What I see is what may come our way. Jesus Christ said, "Blessed are the persecuted." In this world, there's going to be much sorrow and tribulation, especially for the believer. Who knows when invading forces from the inside or the outside are going to come and rob us more of our religious freedoms? Will the day come when I might be placed in jail for some position that I hold or statement that I make? But will I be found faithful, and am I being used of Christ to build a church that is ready to stand in the day of adversity? Yes, preparation. He's increased my desire to look at the church differently, to look at myself differently, and be prepared for the day when the former blessings of the United States of America are no more. And then number six, He has caused me to more and more want to engage with the gospel. For there are Russian soldiers who probably don't want to be fighting, who are going to die and be found in hell. There are Ukrainian soldiers who are defending their homeland who are going to die and go to hell. And all around me, Satan may not be causing conflict in the upstate of Greenville, South Carolina by means of war, but all around me are people living and dying today or tomorrow who don't know the Savior. And oh, how I want to more and more redeem the time. I want to steward my time and my opportunity well, and it makes me want to engage by spreading the gospel, focusing on spiritual salvation, even over temporal needs, not one against the other, but one over the other, one before the other. Well, maybe I don't mean that, one before the other, for sometimes you might need to meet a temporal need before addressing a spiritual need. But definitely, all that God would use me and you to lead people to know Jesus Christ as their Savior before the number of their days run out. So God, as I've meditated upon the war, has increased my gratitude, increased my repentance, increased my realization of evil, increased my righteous indignation or anger, increased my readiness or my preparation for what may come around the corner in years to come, and has increased my desire for gospel engagement. We can save souls today while there is still time. Oh, that Christ would use us towards such ends.